Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Mets lose this one here in Cincinnati today, 3-2. And the Mets certainly running out of time with only eight games remaining. The Mets pretty much need to win all eight to have a chance at postseason play. The highlights today brought to you by Smithtown Nissan. See Fina first at Smithtown Nissan. They're staying on top by keeping their prices at the bottom. Mets went down in order, 1-2-3 in the top of the first against Anthony DeSclafani, and the Reds went to work right away in the bottom of the first against Zach Wheeler. Philip Irvin began the game with a base hit. Joey Votto walked, and then Eugenio Suarez hit a two-bouncer to third that probably would have been a double play had Todd Frazier fielded cleanly, but he did not. It bounced away from Frazier. Everybody was safe. Frazier was given an error. The bases were loaded with nobody out for Aristides Aquino.
The 0-1, swing and a bouncer towards third, backhanded fair by Frazier from foul ground, throws to first, close play, safe the call. A run scores. Frazier is saying, what are you talking about? That was a foul ball. Well, that's still perhaps to be determined upon discussion, but if everything stands, it'll be an infield hit for Aquino. The Reds will have a 1-0 lead.
Well, Frazier fielded that ball, but then took a couple moments to throw it because he thought it was foul. Aquino, by the time Frazier got around to whipping it across the diamond, had beat it out. It was a base hit. It scored Irvin, and it gave the Reds a 1-0 lead. Two batters later, after a Tucker Barnhart strikeout, Jose Iglesias would make it 2-0.
Here's the 2-0. Swing and a little looper behind second. That's going to fall into shallow center for a base hit. Votto scores. Suarez will be held at third as the throw is cut off at the mound by Alonso. Aquino to second and on at first with a bloop RBI single is Jose Iglesias, and the Reds have a 2-0 lead.
Two runs in that first inning probably couldn't have helped, certainly for Zach Wheeler today, but it probably could have been less than that if Frazier come up with at least one of those two plays in the first, but instead the two runs score, and then Wheeler got Brian O'Grady to pop out and Derek Dietrich to ground out. Wheeler did a great job from there. He allowed just two runs in seven innings as he gritted through here today. Had to deal with some base runners, especially in the fifth when the Reds had runners on first and third, nobody out. But Aquino struck out, Barnhart flied out, and Iglesias bounced into a fielder's choice. All told for Wheeler, seven innings. He has the second most starts this year that have lasted that long, only behind Jacob deGrom in the National League. He struck out six, walked only one. And he painted the corners, brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or SherwinWilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. On top of Wheeler getting through seven, he kept the team in the game. And the Mets would try to rally a couple of times, although there were only two innings in this game where the Mets even had base runners. In the first two, Anthony DeSclafani worked 1-2-3 innings. And then in the third, the Mets got something going. Todd Frazier singled, Ahmed Rosario doubled off the base of the wall in right center field, which put Frazier at third, although Rosario was almost thrown out running to third base. Didn't see that Frazier had been held up. Rosario, though, luckily was able to scamper back to second. However, the Mets only got the one run. Zach Wheeler grounded out to second to score Frazier, which pushed Rosario to third. Then Brandon Nimmo and Jeff McNeil both struck out to end that third inning, leaving Rosario on third base. It would be a similar scenario in the top of the fifth, as Michael Conforto drew a leadoff walk, Todd Frazier singled. Then the Mets caught another break when Zach Wheeler tried to bunt the runners over and Joey Votto spiked the throw to first, allowing Wheeler to reach safely. Conforto was at third and Frazier at second, so the bases were loaded with Brandon Nimmo coming up.
Here's Nimmo. First pitch hits him to tie the game. How do you like that? Brandon Nimmo takes it, sprints down to first, point skyward, and Nimmo, well, he gets plunked, and this game is tied 2-2.
An RBI hit by pitch for Brandon Nimmo in a tie game as the Mets and the Reds were even, and the Mets still had the bases loaded with one out, And they're big hitters coming up. But Jeff McNeil struck out against Anthony DeSclafani. So did Pete Alonso. And the Mets had to settle for a tie game at that point. Unfortunately for the Mets, though, they would not get another man on base the rest of the game. Only three hits, two singles from Frazier, and the Rosario double in the third. Otherwise, the Mets did not have any hits after the fifth inning. And after that Nimmo hit by pitch, no Met reached base in this game. As DeSclafani got through six, Lucas Sims worked a 1-2-3 seventh. Amir Garrett retired the first two hitters that he faced, including a ball that was hit up the middle by Jeff McNeil that seemed to injure Garrett, but he was just playing possum. Garrett threw his arm around the Reds trainer, looking like he was about to hobble off the field, and then he sprinted into the Reds dugout, so he was fine. Then Joe Kunal retired Alonso to end the top of the eighth. The Mets did not hit a homer in this game, but for every home run they do hit, a donation is made to an undergraduate student at Caldwell University. Discover you at Caldwell University. Learn more at caldwell.edu. Kind of see it playing out in Mickey Callaway's mind that once Wheeler got through seven, Justin Wilson would pitch the eighth, Seth Lugo the ninth, maybe even the tenth if the Mets had to go that far. That's not the way it turned out, as Justin Wilson struck out the first batter he faced, Tucker Barnhart, in the eighth inning. Then he walked Jose Iglesias. Then Jose Peraza singled. The Reds suddenly had two on with one out, and Mickey couldn't afford to lose this game without Seth Lugo touching the baseball. So he made the right decision to go to Lugo with the game on the bases, and Lugo struck out Kurt Casale for the second out of the eighth inning. But then it was Christian Colon, who has had one of the biggest hits against the Mets in the history of the franchise with his go-ahead base hit in Game 5 of the World Series in 2015, a 12th inning single that broke a 2-2 tie. Well, today Colon would break another 2-2 tie late in a season where the Mets needed a win, and Seth Lugo tried to get Colon to bite on a curveball, but it didn't happen.
Runner set to go. The payoff pitch. Curveball hit on the ground up the middle. Base hit center field. Iglesias around third coming home. He scores. The throw to third gets away. Cowan's off the dugout screen. Digging for the plate and sliding in as Peraza. Frazier's throw is in time. Peraza is out. And that retires the side. But the Reds take the lead.
The Reds did take the lead on that base hit from Christian Colon. Iglesias scored. Peraza almost did. But the damage was done as Colon's base hit put Cincinnati on top. And then Raisel Iglesias would motor through the Mets in the top of the ninth inning. Iglesias has lost 11 games this year, the most by any reliever in baseball. But eight of them have come in non-save situations as the Reds have tried to get Iglesias to be a high-leverage guy regardless of the inning. Well, Iglesias hasn't really formed into that role, but as the closer, he's done a great job, and today that would continue with a 1-2-3 top of the ninth, finishing off Michael Conforto to end the game.
Iglesias working quickly. Here's the 1-2 to Conforto. In there, strike three called. He got him with a breaking ball, and the ball game is over.
Certainly was. Raisel Iglesias struck out all three batters that he faced in that ninth inning. Cano, Ramos, and Conforto to end it. Cincinnati beat the Mets 3-2 here today at Great American Ballpark.